Blog Talk Radio.
Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I want to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
welcome here. And again, you're listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Praise be to God. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. I learn to trust in the Lord. Praise God.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, "Don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle." I've learned to trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy and grace, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
The things that you're doing, no, it ain't right. Don't even know if you can make it through the night. So let's pray. Don't have to be ashamed.
Devotion, which is entitled Try to View each day. Amen. The scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 118, verse 24 in the New King James Version, where it says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Amen. Praise God. My second scripture reading is coming from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And it says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Amen. Praise God. And my third scripture reading is coming from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. And it says, "To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps." Amen. The word of the Lord is already blessed. Praise be to God. Again, the writer says, "Try to view each day as an advantage, carefully planned out by your guide, instead of staring into the day that is ahead of you, attempting to program it according to your will. Be attentive to me and to all I have prepared for you. Thank me for this day of life, recognizing that it is a precious, unrepeatable gift. Trust that I am with you each moment, where you sense my presence or not, whether." Amen. "A thankful, trusting attitude helps you to see events in your life from my perspective. A life lived close to me will never be dull or predictable. Expect each day to contain surprises. Resist your tendency to search for the easiest route through the day. Be willing to follow wherever I lead, no matter how steep or treacherous the path may be before you. Be the safest place to be is by my side." I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it was to me. At this time, I will play another selection, and you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Praise be to God. So right now, let us all lift him up. Praise be to God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's sing it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and He knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
cause I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
in Him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
He's in control,
and He knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like the best of people.
Best of
come on, lift them up again.
Oh, let's
rejoice.
Rejoice.
Come on, lift them up.
Rejoice and shout unto Him.
To triumph in you,
Jesus. To triumph, and we know He will rule and reign.
Say it again. Lift the people.
problem may be.
Yours, you're in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory.
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may
come
be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
Am I live?
Can
you believe that? Sing this with us. Let the people. Come on, lift him up.
Father, we remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, amen, amen. And amen.
help cometh from the Lord, Lord, which made heaven and earth. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved, or that he would be. He will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. And know the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore. My sister, see.
Sun shall not smite thee by day.
Hallelujah, Jesus. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. And the title of this message, A Ludicrous Investment. Amen. And the scripture reading is coming from Jeremiah. That's Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 6 through 15. Amen. Praise God, where it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, at that time, the Lord sent me a message. He said, your cousin Hamal, son of Shalom, will come and say to you, buy my field at Antona. By law, you have the right to buy it before it is offered to anyone else. Then, just as the Lord had said he would, my cousin Hamal came and visited me in the prison. He said, please buy my field at Antonoth in the land of Benjamin. By law, you have the right to buy it before it is offered to anyone else. So buy it for yourself. Then I knew that the message I had heard was the Lord. So I bought the field at Antona, paying Hamal Chico, don't you dare come to this door, okay? Go over there. Over there. I'm sorry. That's why I'm here. Come in, Chico. Come. He doesn't bite you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. So the title is Ludicrous Investment. The text for this message is coming from Jeremiah 32, verses 8 through 9. And it says, I knew that this was the word of the Lord, so I bought the field. Amen? Let us pray. I'm sorry. The writer says, in 1929, as the U.S. economy crashed, millions of people lost everything, but not Ford Oldham. Floyd Odom, as anyone else panicked and sold their stocks at cut rate price, as everyone. Odom appeared to foolishly jump in and purchase stocks just as the nation's future disintegrated. But Odom's foolish perspective paid off, yielding robust investment that endured for decades. God told Jeremiah to take what seemed like an absolute ludicrous investment. Buy the field at Antona in the territory of Benjamin in Jeremiah 32:8. This was no time to be buying fields. However, the entire country was on the verge of being ransacked. The army of the king of Babylon was besieging Jerusalem in verse 2. And whatever field Jeremiah purchased would soon be Babylon. What fool makes an investment when everything would soon be lost? Well, the persons who's listening to God, the one who intended a future no one else could envision. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says: houses, fields, and vineyards will again be bought in this land. In verse 15, God saw more than the ruin. God promised to bring redemption, healing, and restoration. A ludicrous investment in a relationship or service for God isn't foolish. It's the wisest possible move when God leads us to make it, and it's essential that we prayerfully seek to know He's behind the instructions. A foolish investment in others as God leads makes all the sense in the world. Amen. Praise God. Question: where do you sense God asking you to make a ludicrous investment in someone or something? How will this step require you to trust God in ways that appear foolish? Think about those questions. Amen. Let us pray. God, it's a good thing you see the future, because sometimes all we see is ruin and disaster. Show us where to go, where to live our life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our conclusion of our daily bread and scriptural readings. So at this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, none other than our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come this evening and bless us with a mighty word from God. Amen. Days.
Yeah.
Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So let us welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
Oh, doing awesome, thank you.
Praise God.
God bless you, dear heart.
Well, it's in your hands.
Thank you. God bless you guys. God bless you guys. I pray that everyone has had an awesome, awesome Thursday. Yes. We are in our second week of 2022.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You know what? This is going to be an awesome, awesome year. I don't care who you are, what you've done. Look for God to do good things this year. Look
Amen.
For it.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah. Because if you know that we don't always get what we deserve, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
So that means when we do wrong, he doesn't chastise us always like he should. So guess what? If we don't always get what we don't always deserve goodness. But we get it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So look for it. Look for it this year. Right? Not because you did anything super special or you just so. No. Just look for it. We're in another season. I'm telling y'all. You better look for it. You better look for it. You don't know what God's going to do for 2022. Surely he's trying to give us a facelift. He does not want us going through what we went through in 2021. I'm not talking about the death and all that. I'm talking about the loss of faith. God's people losing hope. Come on now. How can you lose hope when you've never lost God? He's still there. Still there. Come on now. Don't make me preach on that because that's not my word tonight. Woo, bless the Lord of our soul. I thank God for all of you that continue to support and tune in and give ear to hear what thus says the Lord through Pastor Kathy Dubose. With Led by God Christian Ministry. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you today, tonight, oh God, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We thank you, oh God, because you continue to wake us up, clothing our right minds, divine healing within our bodies. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name, oh God, just for being who you are in all of your glory. You saw fit to do this for each and every last one of us, and we didn't deserve it. But you did it anyway. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. You know we continuously do things that are not acceptable in thy sight. But your love never ceases. You continue to love us. You continue to look for the good in us. You continue to search our hearts. And for that, we say thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We lift you up today, oh God. Have your way with this message tonight, that it will not fall on deaf ears, and someone, everyone, is going to get something out of it and be blessed. And you, and only you, oh God, will get the glory. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
My goodness.
Praise God.
I tell you, I get stuck in some mold sometimes. I'm in between getting ready for some of these plays to go for. I get stuck in the mold with the plays. I'm just all over. Then I go, oh, what am I supposed to be doing right now? Because I tell you, I was lollygagging a minute ago, and I went, oh, it's Thursday. Now, how did I forget it was Thursday? I woke up knowing it was Thursday, but I get the lollygagging because I got my mind on so many things. And what? I said, oh, it's 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Thank you, God. Yeah, the Holy Ghost will let you know. He ain't going to let you get too far out.
Oh, no.
When you tell him that you are a willing vessel, he will make sure that you are everywhere you need to be right on time. Because
Amen.
You said to him, you are a willing vessel. We're going to get into this word tonight so we can hit it, quit it, and move on. Yes, sir. And it's good, good, good. Yes, it is. I know I say that all the time, and all the time is good. Here we go. We are going to be coming from the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew 7, 1 and 2. And then we're going to come from, New Testament. We're going to come from Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 16. Have your way with this word, Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Let's go to the middle and the kind of the back of our Bible. Matthew 7, 1 and 2. Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 16. Here we go. Matthew 7, 1 and 2. Do not judge, or you will be judged. For with the same judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Acts 9, 10 through 16. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision. Ananias, here I am, Lord, he answered. Get up. And the Lord told him, go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, many people have told me about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And now he's coming here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all that call on your name. Go, said the Lord, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and the people and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
This is good stuff. You know what? I've heard this thing preached inside and out. And, you know, they say, oh, Paul was on Straight Street. He had to reset straight. You know, you heard all the jokes and stuff. And, oh, he had no sight. I bet he could see now. You know, you hear all of that. But when the Holy Ghost is talking, my goodness, glory to God, hear so much more. And I'm telling you, I just heard so much. Here we are, Ananias is sleeping, and we know that in a vision, God spoke to Ananias. He called him, you know, with authority, Ananias, even in a vision. My goodness, glory to God, don't make me jump and shout. Even in a vision, when God calls us, he calls us with authority. He don't go, Kathy, no. Kathy! Yes, Lord! Yes! Woo! Woo! He calls with such authority that there is no, my goodness, this is good news, that there is no mistaking the voice of the Lord. You know you've heard from him. Because that's the authority that comes with how he's calling you, especially when he got something for you to do. Come on now. And you hear people saying it all the time. Well, you know, I think God told me, I believe God want me to. Come on, don't be stupid. You know, his word says you know. So if his word says, you know, you must know, because he said, my sheep know my voice. Come on now. And we know that he's not a man, that he should lie.
Amen.
So if he say you know his voice, my goodness, don't make me jump up. That means if he said, my sheep know my voice, and the sheep over here going, bah, bah, I don't know. It's, you know, I believe God trying to tell me. But, you know, I don't want to do nothing till you know it's him. It's just that you don't want to do it anyway. So you're looking for an excuse. My goodness, good God. But you know it's him because he said, my sheep know my voice. My goodness. Y'all know I use this one quite often. If a kid could be in a crowded store and he in there hiding up under the clothes, and his mother's going, Billy. Now, the mother got everybody looking for Billy right now. So everybody's going, Billy, 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 Billy. Billy's still under the clothes, hiding, smiling. He hear his mother go, Billy. Billy comes out because he recognized, mommy don't sound like she's happy. You know, all this time he under there smiling because it's a game. But mommy said, Billy. And Billy comes out because I recognize, my goodness, glory to God. Store full of folks going, Billy, Billy, Billy. Everybody call him Billy name. As soon as he hears his mother's voice, he steps out. I was just playing. No, you weren't. You're getting ready to get tore up for tearing up my nerves. So if Billy, being a child, can recognize a crowded store of everybody calling his name, and he recognizes the sound of his mother's voice, how much are we supposed to recognize? Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Come on,
here it is, y'all. It is. There's only two voices you hear it anyway.
Amen.
And it's either one or the other.
Come on.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the one, my goodness, the one you need to be listening for, he ain't going to have you doing no stupidness.
All right.
That's why he said, you know my voice. You know how I speak. You know my word.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, if somebody come to me and tell me, your father said such and such, I won't be looking at them because, especially if they say, your father said for you to go take that money and for you to give me $20 and then, you know, go and get some dinner and bring it to the house. Number one, I know my daddy. He is cheaper than cheap. He's a West Indian. He ain't about to give you no $20 just like that. He want to know your whole life story. And by that time, you trying to tell him your life story, you so frustrated, you said, forget it. I don't even want the money. And that was his plan all along. He never wanted to give it to you. So he gets you frustrated, so you walk away. Unless you really need it, you ain't going nowhere.
All right.
Come on now. You better hear God speaking. So now I know how my daddy talks to me. So you can't tell me anything because I know how he speaks. And so the rest of us that know our Father, right, our Heavenly Father,
yes,
by now we ought to recognize his voice. You think he's going to say, have to go up there and slap Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the devil is a liar. My
Come
daddy
on.
Ain't going to tell me to slap nobody. He does not care how much wrong Billy has done. He is not looking for Kathy to lift her hand to him. You know how I know? Look at King David, okay? King David, Saul was doing all kind of stuff to get King David, right?
Mm-hmm.
And King David came right up on him, stood right over his head.
All right.
And he did not touch him. Why? Because he knew that God said, touch not my anointed.
Woo! Yes.
So you think that God, the God that tells us vengeance is mine, is looking for you to take it into your hand?
Mm-hmm.
No. Your Father does not talk like that. He is not going to say, can't you go over there because she done been doing this and this and that. You need to just slap her. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, you belong to him, the father of lies, because what's coming out your mouth right now? Come on now.
Yes.
And so you know your Father's voice.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you got to ask yourself, is it something that I just don't want to do? That's why I'm acting like I don't know his voice? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. First of all, even if you think you don't know his voice, is it lining up with his word?
All right.
Okay, that's your backup. If it's not lining up with his word, then surely it can't be him. Come on,
right.
This is good stuff, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we see, so all the jokes aside with Paul, God has called Ananias in a vision. Okay, so you know Ananias sleep. And in his sleep, he's thinking like he's standing right in front of God. He said, here I am, Lord. Here I am. Because guess what? Just about every time you get a vision from God, you are in his presence.
Amen.
Just so you know. People don't even realize. They say, oh, I got a vision. And they say it all casually like, I had a vision. If you had a vision, your mouth would sound like you just had a vision. When I've had visions, trust me, people look at me, and by the time I finish telling them the vision, they feel like they had the vision.
Okay.
Because it impacts you that way. That's the way it impacts you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just have no vision. Oh, I had a vision.
No.
Because when you have a vision, you're in the presence of God. Look at Ananias, how he responded. He responded like he was standing right in front of God. Here I am, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Yeah.
We got to get some of that reverence back for the Father.
Okay.
Yeah, that's being all casual. He ain't
Man.
Your buddy, your pal. Even though he called you friend, he's not a friend like one of these rascals down here.
All right.
He's sovereign. Come on, he's the greater I am. Yeah, come on. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. We've got to get back to giving reverence to our Father. And you know what that means? That means giving reverence to the one that he's put in position over you. Uh-oh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I know you don't like Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't like Sally. It does not matter. You have to respect the position they hold.
Amen.
Because you respecting that position is you respecting God. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. So here we are, and thank you, Holy Ghost. I've had some rascals leading over me. And you know what? I couldn't say one word. I listened to them. I took it. I just stood there. You know why? Because God didn't say, Kathy, get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
He waited to see what I was going to do.
Yes.
You know why? Based on what I was going to do, it was going to show me, my goodness, good God, not show God. It was going to show me what kind of leader I really was.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't follow, you can't lead.
That's right.
Even when you're following somebody that's not worthy for you to continue to follow, you know why you got to continue to follow? God says you got to take it all, right? It's for your making. Sometimes you want to get away from the bad ones, but they're really making you. They're strengthening you, strengthening your faith, right? Because you can recognize when a bad one comes along again. But if you ran from that one, you will never be able to recognize when a bad one comes. God says there's going to be false prophets, false teachers. But you won't recognize it if you've never sat under one to hear what they sound like.
Mm-mm.
Not only do you need to hear God's, not only do you need to hear God's voice, you need to hear his voice coming through some of these so-called servants. Because some of them are speaking and God is going, Jesus, I didn't send them. Why are they saying I sent the eyes in there? And Jesus said, Jesus looking down going, Holy Ghost, make sure they know we didn't send him. Holy Ghost said, I've been trying to tell them, I've been whispering, don't listen, that's not us. But you know, in this day and time, you can't afford to give a death ear. You got to give ear to hear. What thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. Watch this. So now, and I said, here I am, Lord. He says, get up, go to the house of Judas on Strength Street and ask for a man called Tyrus from Tyrus called Saul.
Mm-hmm.
Ananias didn't hear nothing after that. He says, Saul? Did you say Saul? Oh, no, I'm dreaming. This ain't no vision. This a nightmare. And he said, Lord, you know, the people done told me how he's been treating your saints. And now he has authority to do even worse things to us.
Mm-hmm.
God, you know what God said to him? Ooh, this is the part that we miss because we get so caught up in the joking part.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we meant. God says, go.
Yes.
He says, go.
Yes.
Right? He's trying to explain to him why he don't need to go. And God said, go.
That's
you know
it.
Why? This man is my chosen instrument. Listen
That's
to
right.
what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
God said, he's my chosen instrument. You know what? When we hear that Jeremiah 29:11, well, I know the plans I have for you to prosper you and not to harm you. I got plans for you. We think that that means our lifestyle adds up with him having plans for us. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Wrong. It does not mean because, and he's got plans for all of us. Some
Amen.
People, he just got plans for you to be laity.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yep.
Just live a lifestyle. And mm-hmm. some, you're going to be teachers and prophets and evangelists and, you know, apostles and pastors. But here's the thing. Just because God has plans for your life,
mm-hmm.
it does not mean you had a good life.
Okay.
Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. He told Ananias, go. He's my chosen instrument. And guess what? He didn't choose Saul that day. The last time I checked, God said, I chose you when you was in your mother's womb. I knew you then.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? Hello, everybody. Do not think he didn't see you when you was lying. He didn't see you when you was stealing. He didn't see you when you was cheating, committing adultery. He didn't see you when you was a homosexual. He didn't see you when you was on drugs. He didn't see you when you was drinking. He didn't see you when you raped somebody. Don't think he didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. He saw
it. How you doing, lady?
Saw it.
Fine, thank you.
But guess what? Not only did he see it, he knew, oh my goodness, glory to God, he knew that the day was going to come when you would repent. Guess what? When he sent Ananias to see about Saul, he said, go to him. He is praying. Now, why is he praying? Is he trying to kill my people? He's had a change of heart. That's a repentant spirit. You can't ask somebody for something when you're trying to jack them up. So now we see Paul has a spirit of repentance. He's there praying. And guess what? When he was praying, because God already chose him when he was in his mother's womb, and now he's praying, guess what? Oh, my goodness, glory to God. All the dirt that Paul did, God is not concerned with that. He's concerned with the day that Paul answers the call. Paul was praying, and our God is a prayer answering God. So while he's praying, God said, I hear you, Paul. Ananias, I need you to go on over there to Paul. Lay hands on him, give him back his sight. Now I want him to see. Come on now. I want him to see he's always belonged to me.
Amen.
He didn't just belong to me because he had a change of heart today. Mm-hmm. He's belonged to me all his life. He just wasn't living right at the time. Come on. You know the word. All have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. So
yes,
that means, oh, my goodness, God, I love you. Even though God has plans for us, he also knew, ooh, that's why he said, I knew you in your mother's womb. Kathy, I knew you was going to lie. I knew you was going to steal. I knew you was going to be a shopaholic. I knew you was going to be a person that loves to eat. I knew you. And I knew the day that you would throw it all away and have a change of heart and come to me with a repentance and say, Lord God, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me.
Amen.
I knew you would do it. And I knew, like Paul, you would be sold out one day. My goodness, glory to God. Regardless of the ridicule and all that, the people keep saying, you're a woman, you ain't called, you ain't this, you ain't that. Ooh, I've heard it all. And God said, I knew you were staying strong. Because I knew you were stronger than you knew you were. So watch this. So a lot of times people think, because Bishop so-and-so preaches so good now, Pastor so-and-so preaches so good, this one is so good, that one is so, whoo, that they weren't rascals before they came in.
All right, now.
If anybody reads Paul's epistle,
yeah,
trust me, Paul was sold out for Christ, but look what he was doing before that.
Yes, amen.
It still didn't change the fact that God had called them way back in his mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it's a popularity contest before
politics.
I
see him killing this one. I see him killing other people. Yeah. But I also see the day that he comes in, this is the part that I love. He said, Ananias, go. Paul is my chosen servant, my chosen instrument. So all of you out there, you got people telling you, you say, you know, I just been feeling all my life that God has called me to be an evangelist. God has called me to preach. God has called me to teach. God is calling, and the people that know you, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Aren't you glad we only serve one God?
Amen.
And the people that know you and know your history, they're looking at you going, I don't think so. I mean, look at you. You think God called you. Look at all the stuff you done been doing over the years. And they're discouraging you from answering your call. But guess what? You were called in your mother's womb. So if you called me in my mother's womb, you knew me in my mother's womb, so you knew I was going to do all this. So evidently, you also knew I was going to have a change of heart and I was going to have a repentant spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to give my life to you, and you knew when I would give my life to you. And you look back at the others and go, you know what? I'm so glad you're not God.
Mm.
You cannot tell me whether or not I'm called. Only God can. And you know what? When you go forth in what God has called you to do, that anointing, oh my goodness, glory to God, that anointing is God's stamp of approval saying, I called you.
Yes.
I'm not concerned with what you've done. I'm concerned with what you want to do now.
Amen. Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. Don't let nobody tear down what God has called you to do.
Come on now. Preach, Pastor.
And so Ananias, he like, ooh, well, you know he's been killing us, and now he got a thought. God said, go. This man is my chosen instrument. This ought to be good news to everybody out there, because everybody out there has done something stupid, and everybody is questioning whether or not God has truly called them, and God is looking at you through Ananias and Paul's story saying, yes, I've called you. And the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart.
Mm.
Come on in. My goodness, glory to God. And he said, ah, woo, this is good stuff. And he said, you know what, Kathy? I'm sending you over there to pray for Sally. I'm sending you over there to pray for Billy. Well, you know Billy is an adulterer. He don't sleep with everybody. You know Sally don't do no lies. And oh God, you know John don't do no steal. And God is looking at me and saying, and so do you. And I'm going, I didn't do all that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you sin? Yeah, my sin wasn't like they said. Sin is sin. And who are you to judge how great someone's sin is or to try to measure your sin against someone? Sin is sin. All have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. I don't care what you've done. It was wrong. And I'm telling you right now, stop trying to judge somebody. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Because the same measure that you judge someone else is what I'm going to judge you with. You know what God was saying in Matthew 7, 1 and 2? Well, he said, do not judge unless you be judged, for the same judgment you pronounce on others is going to come back on you. You know what he was saying? Stop being so critical of other people.
Amen. Amen.
Come on now. Uh-huh. Stop looking at their lifestyle and try to point out all their faults.
That's right.
Just be glad that I've accepted you with joy.
Yes. Hallelujah.
My goodness, God, I love you. God, I love you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that's what he's saying. Don't worry about them. You let me worry about them. Now, there are times when you got leaders, they got to rebuke and they got to do some things because God is not going to allow any and everything in the house of God. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
He said he corrects the ones that he loved. That means there has to be some correction Why? Because we're doing some things we ain't got no business doing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also saying he does not want anyone being so severely critical of others. Wow, my goodness. Glory to God. He didn't tell you to be the judge. He said, they're going to, oh, my goodness, glory to God, I never did to y'all. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The title of this message is, It's Not Time to Judge. I forgot to give you the title. Ooh, but I guess it's time now, because he said, give the title. Title is, It's Not Time to Judge. Because guess what? Ananias was sitting there getting ready to judge Paul, saying, no, I'm not going to go there and lay hands so he can be healed. Look what he's done to your people. And God said, go. He's a chosen instrument.
Amen.
God looked back at Ananias and said, I am in that judgment seat. I will be the one to judge him. And right now is not time to judge him. Why? Because I'm sending him out to the Gentiles. Ooh, my goodness, glory to God. I'm sending him to go to their kings. I'm sending him to the Israelites. I'm sending him out to do a work for the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
It's not time to judge him.
Nope.
Now it's time to show the world why I called him.
Yes.
And if, and only if, he gets to the day when he's standing before the judgment seat where I and only I will be sitting in,
mm-hmm.
and he never repented, and he never turned away from his wicked ways, then I will be the one to judge him. But right now, it's not time to judge.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's coming in, and I'm accepting him. And like he told Peter now, he said, what I have made clean, don't you dare continue to call it dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And just, hello, newsflash, he's cleaned every one of us up.
Yes, he has.
Every last one of us. Because we were all filthy until he cleaned us up.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God. And here I am coming in for this clothes. So guess what? God is saying it's not time to judge. And guess what? You won't be sitting in that judgment seat anyway. So why are you worrying about it? Let me deal with it.
That's right.
All the stuff Saul was doing to King David, King David still would not put his hands on Saul. And guess what? The man that came by, ooh, and tried to lie, I killed him. See, I got his sword. And David said, let me get this straight. You put your hands on the man of God? Yeah, I killed him. So you didn't think twice about touching what belonged to God.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the man was like, wait a minute, what's this tone? It don't sound like he happy that I did this. But guess what? It's too late to turn that lie around and go, I was just joking, I didn't do it. David said, I see you killed Saul. And his life was taken. For a lie. He wasn't even the one who did it. See, that's what happens when people try to take credit for something that they think are credit worthy. Only to find out when you get ready to take credit for, you find out it wasn't credit worthy. They were looking to get you for what you did. My goodness, glory to God. And so God is saying to all of us, don't judge anybody. Don't be so critical of anybody's lifestyle. Don't worry about their life. Let me worry about it. The only thing I've asked you to do is to bear witness as to who my son Jesus is. And the love of God. That's all I want you to do. Tell them about the love of God and how it's going to benefit them to give their life to Christ. I don't need you to judge them. I don't need you to do any of that. I will do the rest.
That's right.
And he was looking at Ananias going, I know what Paul has done, but he's still my chosen vessel. He's still the chosen instrument. And this is the part that I love. He said, go. He's my chosen instrument. But on the next ref, guess what he said? He said, I'm going to use him mightily before the Gentiles, their kings, and before the people of Israel. I'm going to use Paul. He's going to be an awesome servant. But I still got to show him how much he's got to suffer for my name's sake.
Amen.
God said, I told you, don't worry about judging him and getting him back. Vengeance is mine. Now, Paul was out there judging my people, taking my people down. And now he's going to become a mouthpiece, but he's still going to suffer for my name's sake.
Yes, indeed.
Just like my other people suffered. He's going to suffer as well.
Amen.
But he's a servant of mine. I'm going to use him.
Amen.
And you better ask yourself, when God said he's going to use you to do this, whether he's going to use you to sing, whether he's going to use you to preach, teach, evangelize, be an apostle, start a church, however God sees fit to use you, it doesn't always mean there won't be times you won't go through.
That's right.
It does not mean there won't be times you won't suffer. You're in this wicked life here. Sin, all this crap that's here on this earth, it's here. You're going to have to go through it. Yes, you belong to God, and yes, you were chosen, and yes, he does love you. But it doesn't mean life isn't going to happen to you, too.
That's right.
You're going to have some bad times.
Oh, yes.
You're going to have some times that's not so good. The good thing is you'll have it with him.
Yes.
So if there were 20 things that were supposed to come at you, because you're with him, you might only feel five of them. Now, the five may sting like it's 20, but it's really only five. And God is sitting there listening to you complaining about the five. Go, oh, my God, you know, this happened to me, that happened to me. And God is saying, Jesus, I don't think they get it yet. They don't understand that I've been buffering some of the stuff from hitting them. I only let a few things hit them.
All right.
That's why you need to tell yourself it is better to get hit while God is with me than to get hit without him. Why? Because he blocked 15 of my rocks. But without him, I'm going to get all 20 of them.
Yes.
They're going to come at me like a lightning. So your life is better to have God in it than not to have him.
Because
he's keeping some stuff off you, trust me. Don't think the angels are just out there to be out there. Oh, no, they're protecting you from some stuff.
Wow.
How many times you hear somebody say, I'll drive my car down B Street, and then all of a sudden something told me to go to C Street, and I didn't want to go that way because it was a long way, but I went that way only to find out all kind of stuff happened on B Street.
All right.
God letting you know. I had my angels to detour you. Why? To save you.
Amen. Yes,
Lord. Because he's watching out for our lives.
Yes, he is.
And I thank God for it. So God is telling every one of us, it's not time to judge somebody. They have a calling, and I'm going to use them. Get out of my way if you're not going to accept them. Stop blocking the work that I've got to go for. It's not time to judge. And guess what? When it is time, you won't be sitting in that judgment seat. I will. I will. He was the only one that came down here on this earth and left this earth sinless. He was the only one. the rest of us, oh, man, we done all kind of stuff. But God is a forgiving, merciful, loving God.
Thank you, God.
Look at all Paul was doing, and God forgave him. God loved on him. God blessed him.
Yes.
And even when Paul said, hey, what about this? Get this away from me. God said, my grace is sufficient.
Yes.
Just know that I'm still with you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You could be going through right now, but God is saying, my grace is sufficient. Just know I'm still with you. Just know that. Why? Because he loves us.
Yes, he does.
He's not trying to harm us. The world is. That's Satan's job.
Yes.
Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
God is blocking. He's blocking it all because your faith won't get built up. You won't be built up. You'll never mature if your daddy don't let you go through something. And here's my last thing. If a parent never let a kid get hurt, always blocking, kept the kid from getting hurt. Kid don't even know what life is about. And then all of a sudden, something happens to that parent, and the parent dies.
Mm-hmm.
They looking at the kid going, what is wrong with this kid? The kid is like 35 years old. Well, the kid never experienced life.
Exactly. Because
the parent always protected them.
Mm-hmm.
God has to allow us to experience life so we can stand on our own.
Yes.
We can trust that he's always with us, but we know when to stand and keep on standing.
Yes.
God says right now it's not time to judge. Stop looking at someone, you know, sitting there judging them, being so critical of others. Stop that. That is not what I've called you to do. Go on, I've called you to mentor, to teach, to love, to chastise, but not to be critical of them. You got to leave room for God and his restoration.
Mm-hmm.
He's not looking for you to do his job. He's looking for you to do yours.
Amen.
Only what he called us to do. Amen.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Amen.
Wonderful.
Praise be to God. So at this time, we'd like to ask our guest online to give a brief response. Well, I won't even say that because our guest has just left. But truly, Pastor Kathy, awesome word this evening. It's not time to judge. And we, as human beings, do not have the right to judge anyone. That job belongs to God. So if somebody does something to you that you didn't like, take it to the Lord in prayer. But don't judge that person. Don't talk about that person. Don't even harm that person. Because God did not give us that kind of a spirit. So we have to learn to obey God's commandments and live the life that he wants us to live. Amen. So thank you,
Amen.
Pastor Kathy, for that wonderful word. At this time, Pastor Kathy is going to give us the call to salvation and the benediction. And I'd like to thank our two callers that was on the line, 217-697 and 704-352. Amen. Praise God. Back to Pastor Kathy.
Amen. God is telling you, I'm making it easy for you. I'm getting people out of your way. I'm telling them, don't judge you, don't stop you, don't block you. I'm making it easy for you to give your life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making it easy for you to come in. Why? Because it's not his desire that any should perish. Yes. And so what he's saying is, thank you, God. Every time you hear my word, that's an opportunity for you to give your life to Christ, to accept my son as your Lord and Savior. Don't wait till it's too late. Take advantage of it now so you can start living a life that is blessed, that is prosperous. Huh? It's not going to be free of all hurt, harm, and danger. No. But it's going to feel better with God with you. Mm-hmm. So much better. And God has made it easy. He says, all you got to do is open your mouth. Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe, you got to believe that this has happened. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. I will make you my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And he simplified it so you can own that it's not hard for you to come in. It's easy. He's got his arms stretched out wide, waiting for everybody. Anybody that wants to believe and receive him, he will come in your life. Oh, my goodness. He's got some plans for you.
Yes,
but you've got to accept them first. You've got to turn away from all those things that are not pleasing in the sight of the Lord and give him an opportunity to turn things around for you. Amen. And I'm telling you, your next prayer is, Father God, lead and guide me to a good household of faith that I can give my life to you.
Yeah.
I can learn and grow in who you are and grow in your ways and come into an even stronger knowledge of who you are.
Yes, Lord.
But you can't do it on your own. You got to start fellowshipping with other Christians, going to Bible school, Sunday school, Bible study, worshiping on a regular basis so you can come into the knowledge of what this Bible stands for.
Thank you, God.
So it won't be so easy for you to fall every time the enemy comes your way. Every time bad news comes your way, you can stand still knowing God is still with you. He says, fear not, for I'm with you. And we thank him. We love him for being with us. Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Thank you for that gentle reminder. Sometimes we don't know that we're judging, but because we're being so critical of others and looking at their lifestyles as if it's so horrible, and you're saying, that's not what you're there for. It is through love and kindness that I can draw them. I can't draw them with you judging them. And so we thank you for this word today, oh God. We pray that as it went forth, it did not fall on deaf ears. And someone, everyone, under the sound of my voice, has gotten something out of it, that we will think twice when we start being so critical of others, reminding ourselves, that used to be us. We used to do the very thing that we're being critical of them of.
Yes.
Even though we might not have done what they did, we're not lying, we're not stealing. Guess what? He says sin is sin.
That's
so
right.
We did do what they did. We committed a sin.
Mm-hmm.
He's not concerned with what the sin was. We all committed a sin. That's all he's concerned with. So stop being so critical of others because you committed a sin too. Before he cleaned you up.
Yeah.
So give them an opportunity to feel that love and that kindness of God, that they will be drawn into a relationship with him.
Amen.
We thank you, God. We love you. We honor and adore you. Continue to lead and guide us as we, on a daily basis, acknowledge you so that you can direct our path. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, guys. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
God bless you, Pastor Kelly, and thank you for that wonderful word this evening. At this time, I'm going to play out the end of the program with a selection. God bless
God
you.
Bless you. Love
we
you.
Love you.
God bless you.
And love you, too. And on that note, we are going to be out. All belongs to you.
Belong to you. I can't. Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.